打开圣经新约哥林多前书第十二章。
Let us open the Bible to New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章第三十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 31.
哥林多前书第十二章三十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31.
后半，我来念。
We'll read the second part.
我现今把最妙的道指示你们。
And I show you a still more excellent way.
哥林多前书第十三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的拔一般。
If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
If I have the gift of prophecy, and know all mysteries, and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing.
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, and do not have love, it profits me nothing.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag, and is not arrogant.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处。不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Bears all things.Believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
爱是永不止息，先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。
Love never fails, but if there is a gift of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away.
我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。
For we know in part, and we prophesy in part.
等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。
But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away.
我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人。就把孩子的事丢弃了。
When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I become a man, I did away with all the childish things.
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道。如同主知道我一样。
For now we see in the mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
But now faith, hope, love, abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
我们下面一起再有点祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Dear the Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
实在是你用那个永远的爱爱了我们。
You have truly loved us with everlasting love.
因着你的爱的缘故，让我们今天可以一同的侍立在主的面前。
Because of your love, we can all stand before you.
你的爱实在是改变了我们的一生。
Your love has transformed our life.
你的爱也要带我们进到永恒。
Your love will lead us into eternity.
愿早晨你自己的爱再一次浇灌在我们的里面。
And you pour down your love in among us this morning.
让每个人在这里，让我们都来遇见你。
And we can all meet you here.
让我们都被你的爱所充满。
And we can be filled by your love.
让我们因着你爱的激励的缘故。
From the encouragement of your love.
让我们都不再为我们自己而活。
And we will not live for ourselves anymore.
让我们为那为我们死而复活的主活。
We can live for the Lord who was resurrected for us.
让我们体贴你的心意。
That we can know your heart.
早晨我们把我们自己都交托在你恩典的手中。
We place ourselves in your gracious hand this morning.
让你自己的同在充满在我们中间。
May your presence fill us.
你来带领我们。
You can lead us.
我们求主的怜悯。
We ask,
遮蔽我们。
We ask your mercy to cover us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我们刚才读的哥林多前书第十二章三十一节的这段圣经。
As we read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 31.
是我们众人都非常熟悉的。
And we know this verse very, very well.
这里说爱乃是最妙的道。
It talks about love being a more excellent way.
乃是说到爱是最奇妙的道路。
It says it's the more excellent way.
爱乃是最奇妙的方法。
It's the most wonderful way.
我想这件事我们众人都非常的认可。
And I think all of us agree on this.
因为我们在生命中实在是有这样的经历。
Because we truly have such experience in our life.
比如说在我们人和人的关系的里面。
As we fellowship with one another daily.
我想在我们人和人之间的关系中有一件事是最重要的。
Among the relationship between man and man.
就是我们彼此的沟通。
There's one thing that's most important, that is the communication.
如果我们彼此之间能够有沟通的话。
If we have the fellowship among them,
如果任何的人和人之间的沟通是没有拦阻的话，
If there is no barrier in communication,
你发现就会在这世界上减少许许多多的难处。
Then you realize there are a lot of difficulties will cease.
我记得在我做学生的时候，
When I was a student,
我们和政府之间没有办法沟通。
We cannot communicate with the government.
而政府对我们非常的误解。
The government misunderstands us.
我们也不明白政府的难处。
Nor do we understand the difficulty from the government side.
所以我们真的盼望能跟政府之间有一个很好的沟通。
So we truly desire for good communication with.
所以我们就写了一个大标语。
So we wrote a big title.
理解万岁。
That government understanding is the best. Viva understanding.
如果我们和政府之间能够有一个沟通的话，
if we have a communication with the government,
可能后来就不会产生许多很悲惨的事件。
Then many tragedies will be avoided.
国与国之间如果真的有沟通的话，
if there is true understanding and communication between countries,
可能会避免许许多多的不必要的战争。
Maybe many wars will be avoided.
如果丈夫和妻子之间能够有沟通的话，
There is communication between husband and wife.
如果丈夫和妻子之间那个沟通是不受拦阻的话，
If there is no barrier between the on the communication between husband and wife,
每一个家庭都是令人羡慕的。
Then every family should be envy of all people.
无论他们生活的环境如何，
no matter what environment they
are, 无论他们今天的遭遇如何，
no matter what they encounter.
如果丈夫和妻子之间那个沟通是没有拦阻的，
If there is no barrier on the communication,
这个家就是令人所羡慕的。
People will envy this family.
如果父母和儿女之间那个沟通是不受拦阻的话，
If there is no barrier on the communication between parents and children,
弟兄姊妹，做父母的心里是何等的喜乐呢？
Then how joyous will be for the parents.
人今天知道沟通的重要。
Today we know the importance of communication.
但人今天却找不到那个沟通的路。
Yet we cannot find a way to communicate.
我们试了很多的方法。
We have tried many ways.
但这里面圣经告诉我们，爱乃是最妙的道理。
But the Bible tells us, love is the more excellent way.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当我们活在爱里的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we are living in love,
你发现那个沟通是畅通无阻。
Realize that there is no barrier in communication.
甚至到了一个地步
，Even to a point,
如果活在爱里
，If we live in love,
甚至都不需要言语就可以沟通。
We do not even have to communicate by words.
我想，可能我们中间有许许多人都恋爱过。
Because I think many of us have been in love.
也可能你结婚的时候没有恋爱过。
Maybe you didn't date.
但如果你恋爱过的话
，But if you have dated,
在那个爱的里面，有的时候真的不需要讲任何的话。
When you're in love, there many times you do not have to say anything.
心灵与心灵可以碰撞的。
That your souls will collide.
两个人好像一个人一样。
That as if two are.Becoming one.
那个感觉就完全一模一样的。
And you have the same feelings.
不光是人和人之间是这样。
Not only between two people.
有一个姊妹她告诉我。
A sister told me.
不，她这个养了很多的兰花。
She has many orchids.
她有的时候就跟这些兰花讲话。
And sometimes she speaks to these orchids.
我开始听了以后，我就嘲笑她。
When I heard it, I scoffed at her.
我说这个人怎么能够和植物交通呢
？How can you communicate with the plant?
后来有一个弟兄，他告诉我，他给我做见证。
One brother testified to me.
他实在是爱他所种的那些花。
That this sister truly loved the orchids.
那些花跟他之间真的有沟通了。
And they truly have a communication.
没有言语。
There's no words.
他也没有跟花讲话。
He did not speak to the orchids.
那个头一年他上大学的时候。
When he was a freshman in college.
因为他。这个因为可能经济的原因或者什么原因他那个暑假就没有回去
For some reason he did not return home
他养了有一盆花到了时候就是不开花
There is one plant did not refuse to bloom
Which he favors
His favorite plant did not bloom
那么他父亲就打电话告诉他说你那个花呀不开花了
His father called him and said, your plant, your flower is not blooming.
非常的这个难过。
He's very sad.
后来就有个机会他就回去了。
So there's one chance that he went back home.
那不是开花的时候。
It's not the season to bloom.
他回去的时候那个花就开了。
When he returned, the flower bloomed.
爱乃是最妙的道。
Love is the more excellent way.
如果没有爱的话。
If there's no love.
你就是有万国的方言
you can speak the tongues of many
你就是有天使的言语
Even the tongues of
angels. 你发现人和人的交通乃是明的锣响的拔一啊
The communication between people is simply a clanging gong
你可以解释许许多多的事情
You can explain many things
但你发现你就是没有办法进入那个交通的里面
You cannot enter into the communication
你可以给自己的配偶讲偏道
You can preach to your,
你甚至可以做许多爱的行为。
You can do many actions of love.
有的先生说：“那我跟太太没有交通啊。”
I have no communication.
那我就为她做事。
So I'll do something for her.
地是我擦的。
I mop the floor.
草坪是我捡的。
I mow the lawn.
衣服都是我洗的。
I do the laundry.
小孩子都是我洗的澡。
I even give bath to my Children.
真是舍了己身了
I have truly given up myself.
好像有许多爱的行为了
That's many actions in love.
这回可以有沟通了吧
Maybe we can have
这回我们可以坐下来好好谈一谈了吧
We can really talk about things.
这回他发现太太更没话可讲
And as he realized his wife has nothing to say anymore.
弟兄姊妹爱乃是最妙的
Brothers and sisters, love is the more excellent way.
在基督的身体里面
in the body of Christ
弟兄姊妹 肢体之间的交通是何等的重要的
How important is the communication between each members
你可以想象一个身体如果有哪些的肢体或者一部分的肢体和其他的部分不能交通了
You can just imagine if one part of the body cannot communicate with the rest.
这个身体一定有软弱。
And this body will have weakness.
甚至这个身体要出现死亡。
And this body might become dead.
弟兄姊妹，在基督的身体里最大的痛苦是什么？
What's the greatest pain in the body of Christ?
就是不能够在爱里面有交通。
That is if we cannot fellowship in love.
弟兄姊妹，爱乃是最妙的道。
That love is truly the more excellent way.
如果人盼望能够有一个敞开的交通，
If you wish to have an open fellowship,
如果你觉得说那个交通中有人拦阻，
If you feel there is barrier in your fellowship,
其他的方法都不一定妙了。
There might not be a working other
way. 有时候人用的方法实在是很不妙啊。
A lot of times we use methods that's not very good.
只有爱乃是那最妙的道。
Only love is the more excellent.
这爱能够让我们进到身体交通的实际的里面。
Can enter into the reality of communication.
有的时候我们常常说我们要认识神。
A lot of time we say that we need to know God.
认识神那个最妙的道是什么呢？
What's the more excellent way to know God?
你知道有首诗歌说，这个认识神最短的路乃是在爱的里面。
There's a hymn that says the shortest way to know God is in love.
有的时候我们想说，如果我们能够移几座山的话，
A lot of times we think if we can remove some mountains,
那我对神就有认识了。
Oh, then we will truly know God.
如果我能够活在这样的信心的里面，
If I can live in such a faith,
我都明白了这个所有的奥秘。
I know all mysteries.
用全辈的信，
with all the faith,
就亲眼看见神在那里的移山，
to truly see God moving mountains,
那我一定对神有认识。
Then I will truly know God.
弟兄姊妹，你看以色列人他们在旷野看神的作为看了40年。
The Israelites saw the work of God in the desert.
神在这40年里面给他们移了多少的山
？In 40 years, God has removed many mountains for them.
你可以说天天都在他们眼前来行神迹奇事的。
And he does miracles in front of them every day.
他们看了40年。
40 years.
但是他们心里仍是迷
惑。But they're still confused in their heart.
主说他们仍不认识我。
The Lord says that they still do not know me.
爱乃是最妙的道。
Love is the more excellent thing.
弟兄姊妹，你要看神迹看了40年，你都不认为那是神迹了。
If you see a miracle for 40 years, you do not even consider that a miracle anymore.
今天我们知道我们在的这一个地球是日行8万里。
You know that the earth that we live on travels 80,000 miles.
你看那个速度哈，比任何的云霄飞车的速度都快的。
It's faster than any roller coaster.
你早晨起来没有听见人啊在那叫
？You do not hear people screaming every morning.
你知道你去那个云霄飞车边上，每个人都在那叫的。
If you go next to a roller coaster, everyone's screaming.
这个地在那个运转的时候，比这速度要快很多倍的。
When the earth is in its orbit, it's a lot faster.
神今天让我们看见他不仅移山呢，他整天整个地都给移了。
Not only God is moving mountains every day, He's moving the earth.
如果你今天已经快到40岁了
，If you're almost 40 years old,
你已经看了神迹看了40年了。
You saw this miracle for 40 years.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得你就因此就认识神了吗
？Do you think you know God because of that?
爱乃是最妙的。
Love is the more excellent way.
当一个人活在爱里的时候。他可以在他的心灵里面对神有真实的认识。
When you're living in love, you will have a true, a real understanding of God.
我们读圣经，我们真的盼望常常能够读懂圣经。
When we read the Bible, a lot of times we desire to know the Bible.
所以我们盼望能够找些方法。
So we want to find some methods.
多听几个先知讲道。
Hear some prophecy.
找网上也去找更多先知的讲道。
We'll find more messages.
你发现我们找了许许多多先知的讲道
，We can find many prophecies.
我们觉得这样的确实对我们有帮助的
，We think this will help us.
但是当我们自己来读圣经的时候
，But as we read the Bible ourselves,
我们最近在读以赛亚书
，We're reading Isaiah lately.
这个晨祷的小组我们在读这个以赛亚书
，In morning devotions we read the book of Isaiah.
哎，我们真的是太困难了，我觉得
，We feel it's so difficult.
然后有一章说这个圣经好像封闭的书一样。
Chapter says the Bible seems to be a closed book.
哎呀，我们有时候读的真的觉得好像封闭的书一样。
We truly feel that it's a sealed book.
虽然有的时候我们也用那个电脑看到有弟兄姊妹打出来一些这个资料。
Sometimes we print out some data or archives.
但可是当我们读的时候，我们还是觉得很常常读不懂。
But we still feel that we do not understand many things.
弟兄姊妹，爱乃是最妙的答案。
But love is the more excellent way.
那么，他后面当然就接着哥林多前书第十三章。
Of course, it connects to chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians.
这里面让人他就特别进一步的告诉我们，爱不仅是最妙的道。
And that tells us love is not only the more excellent way.
爱还是最大的。
And love is the greatest.
他说，如今长存的有望，有信，有望，有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
It says, and now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
实在说来，这三样的爱实在是最大的。
And love truly is the greatest among us.
因为我们知道信心那个最大的表现是什么呢？
And because we know what's the greatest manifestation of faith.
信心最大的表现不是移山。
The greatest manifestation is not to remove mountains.
因为主说只要你们的信心像芥菜种那么大就可以移山了。
The Lord says, if your faith is as big as a mustard seed, you can move the mountains.
这个芥菜种是百种中最小的。
And mustard seed is the smallest among all seeds.
信心最大的表现呢是爱。
So what is the greatest manifestation of?
当一个人属灵生命增长的时候
，when we increase in,
当一个人的信心的程度增加的时候
，as we increase our faith,
他的爱心一定增长。
That his love increases also.
就爱的增长乃是一个人属灵增长的一个标志。
The increase of love is the sign of spirituality.
但是你发现爱也是我们人最大的盼望。
And love also is the greatest hope that we have.
哪里有爱，哪里就有盼望。
Wherever there is love, there is hope.
我想最近可能大家看见傅继勤弟兄发的那个一个故事。
Maybe some of you have received the story that Brother Zhang Fu has sent out.
那里面看见有一个父亲，他有一个残疾的儿子。
In the story, the father has a paralyzed son.
这个儿子四肢都不能动的。
He cannot move his body.
而这个儿子只有头可以动一下。
And this son can only move his head.
他生下来这一生只能够动他的头。
Since the day he was born, he can only move his head.
你觉得这个孩子有没有盼望读大学呢？
Do you think he has a hope for university?
你觉得他有没有这个盼望？
Do you think he has that hope?
盼望弟兄姊妹，你回去读读那个故事。
I hope if you have a chance, read the story.
因为爱。
Because of love.
因为这里有爱。
Because there is love.
他的父亲爱他。
Because his father loves his son.
他有一天可以大学毕业。
One day he graduated from the university.
他有一天可以找到工作。
He found a job.
你敢相信吗？
Do you believe that?
弟兄姊妹，哪里有爱，哪里就有盼望。
Wherever there is love, there is hope.
如果你到了一个地方没有爱。
If you go to a place without love,
弟兄姊妹，如果有一个地方它是没有爱的地方
，If there is a place that does not have love，
人就有绝望
，Then there is despair。
这是一个真实的故事
，It is a true story。
有一个女孩在这个从前的这个中国的时候
，A girl was living in the old times in China。
她得了麻风病
，She had leprosy。
那个时候得麻风病只有一个去处的。
There is only one place for lepers to go.
就是麻风病院。
That is the hospital for the lepers.
一百个人进去出不来一个的。
100 people may enter, but no one will come out.
但是他过了几年，他竟然从麻风病院里走出来。
After a few years, no one could believe it, but she.
那实在是一个极大的一个奇迹了。
And it's truly a great miracle.
你觉得这个女孩有没有盼望呢
？Do you think that she has any hope?
当她走出麻风病院的时候，她一定充满了盼望。
When she walked out of the leprosy hospital, she must be filled with hope.
但是当她回到家乡的时候
，But when she returned home,
她发现她的同学、从前的朋友都躲开她跑掉了。
All of her former friends escaped from her.
她心里还是充满了盼望。
She was still filled with hope.
她继续的就往前走。
She carried on,
因为他知道哪个地方是有爱的。
She knew where she can find love.
但是当他回到家的时候
，But when she went back to her home,
她的母亲当着她的面把门关上了。
Her mother closed, shut the door on her.
把她关在了门外。
Shut her out of the door.
这个女孩从此绝望。
And she despaired.
人找不到爱的时候，人就绝望。
And she despaired because she cannot find love.
弟兄姊妹，在这个世界上最悲惨的人是什么样的人？
Who is the sad?
世界上最悲惨的人不是没有工作的人。
It's not those who cannot find a job.
也不是没有绿卡的人。
It's not those who do not have green card.
也不是还没有进入到家庭的人。
It's not those who do not have a family.
在这个世界上最悲惨的人乃是找不到爱的人。
It is those who cannot find love.
一个人如果他找不到爱，
if you cannot find love,
他就绝望。
He will into desperation.
后来这个女孩她就走上了绝路。
And this girl went to a desperate road.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们蒙了主的恩典。
Today we have received the grace.
他以无限的爱了我们。
Because our God has loved us.
他以永远的爱了我们。
With an everlasting love.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是有盼望的一班人。
We have a hope today.
我们今天为什么有盼望呢？
Why do we have hope?
我们今天为什么有一个荣耀的盼望呢？
Why do we have this glorious hope?
因为我们的主他以永远的爱爱了我们。
Because our God has loved us with
everything. 这个爱从来都不改变的。
And this love never changes.
因为这个爱大过一切。
Because this love is greater than all.
没有什么能够比这个爱更大。
There's nothing greater than this love.
弟兄姊妹，死亡也不能比这个爱更大的。
Death cannot be bigger.
天使也不能比这个爱更大的。
Angels are not bigger.
什么都不能比这个爱更大的。
There's nothing greater than this love.
什么也不能够使这个爱与我们隔绝的。
Nothing can separate us from this love.
因着这个爱的缘故。
Because of this love.
我们今天可以在世人面前做个见证。
And we can testify before the world.
我们从今以后永不绝望。
And we'll never despair.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是有盼望的一班人。
Because we have a hope.
因为神以无限的大爱爱了我们。
Because God loved us with an endless love.
感谢神的恩典。
We thank the grace.
我们从前这些没有指望、没有神的人。
Because before we did not have hope.
我们今天在基督里面找到了这个爱。
Now today in Christ we have found the love.
感谢神，爱实在是最大的。
We thank the Lord. Love truly is the greatest.
当我们读《哥林多前书》第十三章的时候
，When we read chapter 13,
我们真的感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们看见说这个爱，他不仅在神他那边，他用这样的爱爱我们。
Not only he has loved us with his great love.
今天这个爱更是借着圣灵浇灌在我们的里面。
But through the Spirit, this love has come into.
圣灵在五旬节降临的时候，不仅把我们浸透在神的大爱的里面。
When the Spirit came in on the Pentecost.
不仅把我们浸透在神的大爱里面。
Not only he has baptized us.
圣灵更把这个爱的生命赐给了我们。
Even given us this life of love in us.
所以今天我们在地上也可以过一个爱的生活。
And we can even live a life of love.
所以当我们来读《哥林多前书》十三章的时候
，As we read First Corinthians chapter 13,
这里实在是讲到爱。
It talks about love.
这是神的爱。
Now、this is the love of God.
这个爱不是人间的爱。
This is not the love.
这个爱是不因着我们的光景而改变的。
This eye does not change according to our condition.
弟兄姊妹，你觉着神爱我们是因着什么呢？
Why do you think God loves us?
觉着我们身上还有任何的地方可以值得他爱的地方吗？
Do you think we are any place is from us is lovable?
这个爱乃是没有条件的爱。
This love is unconditional.
因着这个爱的缘故。
Because of this love.
无论我们多么软弱。
No matter how weak we are,
无论你跌倒到什么样的地步
，No matter how you have fallen,
神都不会感到惊讶的。
He is not surprised.
因为当神起初爱我们的时候，他就认识我们到底是怎样的一位。
Because when he has first loved us, he already knew how we are.
人的爱不是这样。
This is not the love of people.
我爱你，因为你身上真的有许多可爱的地方。
I love you because you are lovable.
所以我决定要娶你做我的太太。
So I decided you should be my wife.
可是当我结婚了，我怎么觉得你那个可爱的地方怎么都变了？
But when we got married, how come all the lovable, part of
怎么你身上那些怎么你身上那些不可爱的地方都显出来了
？How come everything I see is unlovable?
这个时候，那我就没有爱了。
And then I do not have love anymore.
因为你身上没有什么可爱的地方了。
There's nothing lovable.
你让我太吃惊了。
You surprised me.
你怎么是这样的一种人呢？
How come you are such a person, this kind of person?
我从前真的眼睛瞎了。
I was so blind before.
弟兄姊妹，这是人的爱。
Brother and sister, this is the love from humans.
神他在爱我们的时候。
But when God has loved us,
他已经知道你最大的不易。
He already knew our most
他已经知道你最深的软弱。
He knew our weakness.
他乃是以无限的爱爱了我们。
He has loved us with a limitless love.
感谢主，今天借着圣灵，他就把这个爱的生命就赐给了我们。
Through the Spirit, He has given us this life of love.
所以他这里教导我们怎样能够活在爱的里面。
He will teach us how to live in His love.
但当我们读这张圣经的时候
，As we read this chapter,
你发现他讲的爱，我们说的爱的定义的时候。
It defines love.
跟我们刚才唱的一些的诗歌，有的时候好像感觉有点差距。
It might be a little different from the hymns that we sing.
刚才我们唱的那个主的爱像烈火一样。
Before we sing that God's love is a consuming fire.
这个爱进到人里面，就把所有的悲情下品都烧掉了。
It burns away all the dross as he enters into deep.
这个爱是何等的大能呢
？It's such a has such a great power.
就是顽石也要低头的。
Even the stone will bow.
Yeah, 这个无论多么刚硬的人
，No matter how hard you are,
因着神的大爱都被都全都屈服下来。
You will be humbled before God's great love.
当我们刚才在为我们纪念主的时候，我们知道这个爱是何等大的能力呢
？We remember the Lord earlier. We know how much power this love.
可是当我们在这读着爱定义的时候
，But as we read these definitions of love,
好像那个感觉好像有一点差距。
As if the feelings is kind of different.
好像这个里面他在讲这个爱的时候
，when the
实在是讲的是神的爱。
It talks about the love of God.
但是那个角度好像不是一般的我们常常想象的那个角度。
But it's not from the same angle we used to think of it.
一般我们在说到爱的时候
，when we talk about love.
比如说，在我们当波那边，这个有年轻人，他们正在恋爱。
There are young people that are dating at Dumbo.
年轻人恋爱是让我们最高兴的一件事。
And it's truly the greatest joy that we have.
我真的盼望他们能够走下去。
We really hope that they can continue to work on this.
你知道，假设说，这个弟兄有一天发现，他的这个姊妹对别的男孩子那个态度也很热情。
Suppose a brother find out that the sister that he's dating
好像那个关系有一点太近了
was very close to another
那当然他里面的感觉就很不好
then he will feel very bad
他会跟他说你这个跟其他的这个男生的交往又不应该跟我的交往一样的
he might tell the sister that you should not treat others like you're treating me
那么那个姊妹她会不会就告诉他你有没有读过哥林多前书十三章呢
Maybe at that time the sister will ask him, Have you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13?
这里怎么说呢?
What does it say?
说爱是不嫉妒。
That love envies not.
你怎么就嫉妒起来了呢?
Why are you envying?
所以我弟兄姊妹我们知道这里面他讲的是神的爱。
He talking about the love of God.
我们知道神的爱是忌邪的。
We know God is a...
如果他是真的是纯的爱。
If truly is a pure love,
如果是纯洁的，一定是忌邪的。
If it's a pure love, it's jealous.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的心稍微从主面前挪开，
if our hearts remove from
如果我们的心或偏于邪，
if
我们就惹动基督的愤怒。
If we go unto unrighteousness,
就是从主的爱偏差出去。
If we stray away from God's love,
弟兄姊妹，爱是非常忌邪的。
Because God's love is truly jealous.
神是纯洁的爱啊。
He has a pure love.
那个爱是绝对忌邪的爱。
And it is a jealous love.
但是这里面他告诉我们，爱乃是不嫉妒。
But here he tells us, love envies not.
所以这里面他实在是给我们讲了神的爱。
And this is talking about the love of God.
但是他给我们看见那个角度却是另外一个角度。
But it tells us from a different angle.
因为我们知道十三章它乃是在十二章和十四章之间
we know that chapter 13 is between chapter 12 and 14
在这三章圣经里面讲到基督身体里的释放
it talks about the service in the body.
所以当圣灵在启示神的爱的时候
when the Spirit is revealing God's love,
他乃是说到在基督身体侍奉里面这个爱的彰显
talking about the manifestation, in the service of the body.
弟兄姊妹在基督身体的侍奉的里面
in the service in this body,
我们实在是需要被神的爱所充满
we really need to be filled by this love.
弟兄姊妹我们所有的侍奉都必须是爱的侍奉
every service needs to be a service from love.
如果我们的侍奉不是一个爱的侍奉的话
if we do not serve from this love,
你就发现那不过是鸣的锣响的吧
we know it's only a sounding cymbal.
外面非常的热闹
and it's, it might be
外面很热闹就是很活跃很
It might seem very lively on the outside.
Yeah, 那么但是里面却没有主的同在
But then there is no presence of the Lord.
如果没有爱的侍奉
If there is no service in love,
就没有真实属灵的能力
Then there is no true power in this.
可以讲各种各样的道
And you can preach about many.
可以解释各样的奥秘
You can explain many mysteries.
也可以移山
You can remove mountains.
但是人心不改变
But no hearts will be changed.
有的时候我太太就跟我讲
Sometimes my wife tells me,
你讲的这个道啊如果换一个人讲的话
The message that you're preaching,
就好像那个两刃的利剑刺入破开
If someone else is preaching the same message, it's as if the double-edged sword, piercing someone's heart.
Yeah, 就是那你讲完了好像拿铅笔划一下
But after you have preached it, it's as if you are just scratching with the pencil.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在爱里面来学习来释放。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn how to.
如果不是从爱里的释放，就是拿铅笔这么划一下而已。
If we do not serve in love, you're just scratching with a little pencil.
如果不是在爱里的释放，你发现我们这个人就没有喜乐。
If you do not serve in love, there is no joy.
我们可能做了许多爱的行为。
You might have many actions.
我们很摆上。
That we really offer.
我们都舍了己身了。
We offer ourselves.
但是我们里面却没有喜乐
But then there is no joy.
弟兄姊妹在神面前的侍奉是充满喜乐的侍奉
And when we serve before God there should be many joy.
但是如果这个侍奉里没有爱的话
But if there is no love in the service
就与我毫无益处
It profits us nothing
我确确实实侍奉了
Truly we have served
我确确实实摆上了
We have offered
但我这个人却没有改变
But we're not changed
我在侍奉中却没有任何的喜乐
I have no joy in the service.
我在侍奉中却没有任何的得着
I gain nothing from
神在侍奉中所赐给他侍奉他的人那个丰富那个恩典是何等的大呢
All the blessings and abundance that God has given to the person that serves
但如果我没有在爱里面来侍奉
But if we do not serve in love
就与我毫无益处
It profits us not
所以我们看见说这一段的圣经
this passage
它特别给我们看见在这个基督身体里面侍奉的秘诀
cause us to see the secret to serve in Christ the body of Christ
我们说在基督身体里侍奉的秘诀就是爱
the secret to serve in the body of Christ
那么这里面当然他讲了许多的方面
it talks about many aspects
我想我们因为时间的缘故不可能每一个方面都好像比较深入的来交通
because of time we will not elaborate on every point
所以我想呢就这个把这一个爱的秘诀把它分成三部分来交通
So I will divide this into three aspects
第一部分呢就是爱乃是恒久忍耐又有恩慈
The love is long suffering and is kind
第二部分呢就是那个八个不
And then the second part will be the eight no's
后面有连续有八个这个不
There are eight does not
最后呢它有四个凡事
and then there are four all
所以我想就从这这个三个方面来看这个爱的秘诀
and I'll share with you the secret of love
那头一个爱这个秘诀头一个方面呢它就给我们看见说爱乃是恒久忍耐又有恩慈
firstly it says love is patient love is kind
这是什么呢
what does that mean
在英文圣经里面就比较清楚一点
In the English translation, it's a little more clear
是一个长久的受苦
It is a long suffering
是一个长期的忍耐长期的受苦
It's patient and long-suffering.
虽然在那个痛苦里面, 但是确实忍耐,
even though you're in suffering, yet you're patient.
乃是把那个痛苦好像给吸收进来,
as if it's absorbing all the suffering.
不仅仅忍受痛苦,
not only bearing all the suffering,
而且有恩慈,
but then it's kind.
不是说反正就这么忍了吧,
it's not that we just take it all in.
反正得忍着, 那就直接忍下去,
since we have to take it all in, we'll just.
但是人看见我的时候都是苦瓜脸,
but every time people see me, I'm bitter on my face.
这里面不是这样, 这里面不仅仅是长期忍受那个痛苦,
it's not, so here is talking about not only you suffer long,
而且还有恩慈,
and there is, it's kind.
这是什么呢?
What does that mean?
这至少是一个受苦的心智,
this is a heart for suffering.
弟兄姊妹, 说到神教会的建造,
talk about the establishment of God's church,
说到神的家,
talk about house of God.
每一个爱神家的人,
everyone who loves the house,
每一个关心神家的人,
everyone that cares for the house,
他们都是有一个受苦心智的人,
he has a willingness for suffering.
我们知道大卫, 他爱神的家,
you know that David loves the house of God.
他在诗篇132篇怎么告诉我们呢?
What does he tell us in Psalm 132?
我宁愿不进我的帐篷,
I'd rather not enter into my palace.
我宁愿不上我的床榻,
I'd rather not sleep on my bed.
我为了神家的缘故, 我合不上我的眼睛,
for the sake of the house of God, I cannot close my eyes.
我不肯在神的面前入睡,
I do not want to fall asleep before God.
直等到雅各的大能者, 他找到安息的所在,
until the mighty one of Jacob, he finds a dwelling place.
直等到他和他有能力的约柜, 同入安息之所,
until him and his tabernacle of power enters into his dwelling place.
一个爱神家的人,
one who loves the house of God.
一个以神家为念的人,
one who meditates on God's
love. 他们里面就有一个受苦的心,
they have a willingness for suffering.
你在新约, 使徒保罗岂不是也是这样吗?
It is the same for Apostle Paul in the New Testament.
他说我为你们受痛苦, 倒觉欢乐,
he says, I suffer for you, yet I feel joy.
为了基督的身体,
for the body of God,
就是教会,
that is the church.
我要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠,
that I will fulfill the sufferings in the body of God.
弟兄姊妹, 这是一个活在那个基督身体里面的一个人,
this is one who lives in the body of God.
这是一个爱神家的一个人,
this is one who loves the house of God.
每一个爱神家的人, 他都有一个受苦的心智,
everyone that loves the house of God has this willingness to suffer.
弟兄姊妹, 我们是何等感谢神,
how we thank and praise the Lord.
神今天不仅把我们从罪和死亡里拯救出来,
not only he has saved us from sin and death,
神今天更以圣召召了我们,
but he has called us with the Holy Spirit.
他让我们看见他所要得着的是什么,
he calls us to see what he wants,
他要得着一个身体的释放,
he wants to gain a service,
他要得着他儿子团体的彰显,
that to gain a manifestation,
他今天要借着教会将他那个百般的智慧彰显出来,
the church, he will reveal all his knowledge and
今天神在地上要得着一个家,
and he wants to gain a house.
弟兄姊妹, 神把这个意象赐给了我们,
he has given us such a vision.
这是神何等大的怜悯呢,
this is such a great mercy.
他让我们今天离开了世界,
he calls us to depart from the,
让我们今天里面有心愿, 说为了神的家而活,
that we have a desire to live for the house.
这是神今天恩典的怜悯,
this is the mercy and grace from him.
弟兄姊妹, 我们今天 如果有了这个意象,
if we have this vision today,
如果我们要像保罗弟兄那样说, 我这一生都没有违背这个意象,
and if we can say as Paul has said, that we did not disobey this vision.
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要有一个受苦的心灵,
we need to have a heart for suffering.
因为神家的建立是何等的不容易,
because it's so difficult to establish the house.
仇敌是何等恨恶神的家呢,
the enemy really hates this house.
弟兄姊妹, 我们自己又有多少的软弱呢?
And we have so many weaknesses.
我们工作是何等的忙碌,
and we're so busy.
如果我们没有受苦的心智,
if we do not have this heart for long suffering,
你发现关乎主的事就没有人参加了,
no one will care for the matters according for God.
我们都有家庭的重担。
We have many burdens at home.
多少的时候，我们孩子还没生下来，我们都有受苦的心智。
Before our children are born, we always have this heart for suffering.
但等到孩子一生下来的时候
，As soon as this child is born,
好像那个受苦的心智就渐渐的冷淡了。
As if this heart for suffering is growing cold.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的起来在教会里侍奉了。
If we truly rise to serve in the house,
在基督的身体里面，多少的时候我们遇见了软弱。
In the body of Christ, many times we find weakness.
我们看见了许多的缺口和漏洞。
We find many holes.
如果我们里面没有一个受苦的心智的话
，If we do not have a heart for suffering,
弟兄姊妹，我们就要违背那从天上来的意象。
We will disobey this vision from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，看见基督的身体，这是何等荣耀的一件事呢
？Such a glorious thing to see the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是神特别的怜悯呢。
And this is a special mercy from God.
今天神在这个世代就要得着这样的见证。
He wants to gain this such testimony.
他把这个荣耀的托付在我们的身上。
He has given us a glorious burden.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面没有一个受苦的心智
，If we do not have a heart for suffering,
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法。在这条道路上一直忠心到底。
We cannot be faithful until the end.
那么我们知道，当我们在一起侍奉的时候
，As we serve together,
我们乃是在一个身体的里面。
We're serving in one body.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
不能离开的。
You cannot depart.
弟兄姊妹，不能离开的。
Do not leave.
你要离开了，你就不需要受苦的心智。
If you leave, you do not need this heart.
如果神的圣灵今天把我们在他主宰的权柄里放在一起的话。
God has put us together in His authority.
他让我们在这样一个小小的团体里面，来见证那伟大身体的荣耀。
Even a small body, we can testify to the great and glorious body.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能离开的。
We cannot depart.
是的，我们受了伤害了。
Yes, we might be hurt.
是的，我们真的有痛苦。
Yes, we might be in pain.
我们可能被人家误会了。
We might be misunderstood.
可能我被人踩在脚底下了。
Maybe someone stepped on us.
弟兄姊妹，不能离开的。
But do not depart.
弟兄姊妹，在身体里面是不能离开的。
Do not leave in this. Do not leave this body.
你知道，在地上这个的肉身的兄弟不好，他们可以离开的。
You know the fleshly brothers, they might depart.
你在公司里面不喜欢这个老板，你就离开了。
You do not like your boss, you quit the job.
在教会你离不开的。
In the church, you cannot leave.
弟兄姊妹，神把我们放在这个身体的里面。
God has placed us in this body.
我们越是要起来侍奉。
The more you want to serve the Lord,
有的时候那个痛苦就更加的加深。
Sometimes that pain increases.
有的时候我的脚上有个脚刺的话
，If I have a blister,
弟兄姊妹，你越是动它，它就越痛的厉害。
The more you move, the more pain you feel.
但是为了整个身体的
，For the sake of the whole body.
为了基督的见
，For the testimony.
为了那从天上来的异象
，For the vision from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们要让这个爱充满在我们里。
Brothers and sisters, be filled by this.
长久的受苦又有恩慈。
Long love is long suffering and it is kind.
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
这是这个秘诀的头一方面。
This is the first point of the secret.
这个就是这个一个受苦的心智。
And this is a heart for long suffering.
然后后面他就跟我们说到八个这个不。
And then there are eight no's.
我们知道这个在圣经里面这个十字架就是一个最伟大的 no.
And we know that in the Bible, the cross is the greatest no.
因为十字架向一切的世界、血气、肉体、死亡都说 no.
It says no to all the world, the flesh, and death.
凡是从人的脊里面、从人的肉体里出来的东西，十字架都说 no.
Everything that comes out of your flesh and self.
十字架要除掉一切从人肉体里出来的东西。
He will deal away with everything that comes out of the flesh.
如果你把这八个 no 都去掉的话
，If you take away all the does nots,
你发现这每一样都是肉体的表现。
You realize that everything is the manifestation of flesh.
嫉妒了，自夸了，张狂了，做害羞的事，喜欢不义，计算人家的恶，常常发怒，这都是肉体的表现。
Envy, provoke, seek its own, and brag, and unrighteousness.And do not rejoice in truth. These are all manifestations from the flesh.
所以这个秘诀的第二方面，就让我们，他 看见说要学习十字架的功课。
So the second point of the secret is to learn the lessons from the cross.
弟兄姊妹，当基督被钉在十字架。
When Christ is nailed on the cross.
圣经上说神的爱就再次显明。
The Bible tells us that love is manifested.
如果今天我们肯背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
If you are willing to take up your cross and follow the Lord.
在我们里面神的爱也就彰显。
In us, God's love is manifested.
什么时候你对这些从肉体出来的东西说 no?
Whenever you say no to these fleshly things,
神的爱就在我们身上显现。
His love is manifested through us.
所以这有八个方面，我想我们只能稍微过一下。
There are eight aspects.
这里面说到嫉妒。
It talks about envy.
那么我们就要对嫉妒说不嫉妒，不说不。
And we'll say no.We'll、say not
对我们肉体里面，我们这个肉体常常愿意跟人家争竞的。
A lot of times we like to compete for other things.
凭什么你就有这个恩赐呢
？How come you have such blessings?
凭什么，你的侍奉就这么蒙主的祝福呢
？How come your service is blessed?
弟兄姊妹，这个不嫉妒是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to not be jealous?
这个有个弟兄说得很好。
A brother says it very well.
他是说这个 not compete.But complete 不是去争竞，乃是去成全。
It's not to compete, but to complete.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做不嫉妒。
That is called not jealous.
不是和别人来争竞。
Do not compete with others.
乃是成全其他肢体的功用。
But to complete the functions of other parts of the body.
这个自夸。
Does not brag.
自夸就是要求人的荣耀。
That is to seek the glories of men.
主在地上的时候说，他不受从人来的荣耀。
That Jesus, when Jesus was on the earth, he says, "I do not receive the glory from men."
很多人在地上的都夸我们的主的。
Many people glorifies the Lord.
哦，很多人都来称赞我们的主。
Many people praises our Lord.
但我们的主说，他不受从人来的荣耀。
But he says, "I do not receive the glory from men."
因为神的爱在他的里面。
Because he has the love of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天有的时候，如果你有侍奉的话
，Today if you have a service，
你难免让人家这个什么话都不讲的。
It's hard to shut people's mouth。
但是有的说不好听的，也有说好听的。
Some people talk good about you, some people talk bad about you。
啊，学习说 no。
Learn to say no。
不受从人来的荣耀。
Do not receive the glory from man。
神的爱就在我们里面就显出来。
The love of God will be manifested to us.
张狂
It is not provoked.
张狂
It's not arrogant.
张狂呢，就是虚夸
That is to be arrogant.
不实在
Not true.
有一弟兄姊妹，他说问我说你当兵有多少人聚会啊
？Some people ask me how many people meet at Dumbo.
这个我有时很难回答。
It's very difficult for me.
我觉得一百来人吧。
I say about 100 people.
不过有四十多个孩子
，there are about 40 children。
弟兄姊妹，你发现那个话里面总是不够那么实在。
It's never a true word。
人总盼望说，哎呀，我这个带的聚会弟兄总是人多一点好一点。
We all feel that we need to。
好像脸上就好看一点。
It makes us look better if we have more people in our。
人家就在你身上摸不着爱。
But they cannot find love。
爱是不张狂。
Love is not arrogant。
爱，这个张狂，还有一个就是胆子很大。
Another part is that you have a big courage.
这个主真的要在我们身上常常做这样管教的工作。
Lord will teach us often.
因为有的时候我们胆子太大，甚至拿圣经开玩笑。
Sometimes we are so daring that we joke about the Bible.
甚至有的时候我们拿我们的主开玩笑。
Even we even joke about the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是这样一种表现，我们里面有这样一种感觉的时候
，When we have such a feeling inside，
我们要说 no，
we need to say no，
把它摆在十字架的死地
，place it on the death of cross，
这不是爱
，this is not love。
当我们把这个狂妄摆在十字架底下的时候
，as we place arrogant on the cross，
神在我们身上，人在我们身上能够看见神的爱
，people will find love in us。
那么后面他。 告诉我们说这个害羞的事。
It says it does not act unbecomingly.
就是这个是个礼貌。
And it's a gentleness.
爱是很礼貌的。
And it's very polite.
很多时候我们在家庭的里面，我们觉得太礼貌了就不够爱了。
Sometimes we feel that if we're polite, we do not feel the love.
其实爱是非常礼貌的。
Actually, love is very polite.
我们在这件事上和一些年轻的弟兄年轻的这个家庭弟兄姊妹有交通。
Sometimes we have fellowship with a young family.
他们说我们从小就是这么讲话的。
He says, "Oh, we've been talking like this since we were young."
我说我们从结婚那天开始，我从来没叫过他的名字。
Oh, I've never called his name since the day we were married.
就是
嗨。
我要叫他的名字，觉得那距离很远。
If we call his name, like we're very distant from each other.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要学。
We truly need to learn.
爱不做害羞的事。
Love does not act unbecoming.
爱是很礼貌的。
It's very polite.
爱是相敬如宾呢。
As if you are guests to each other.
Yeah. 相敬如宾，这是爱。
This is love.
那么后面。他就是说不求自己的益处
He does not seek its own
就是坚持自己的意思
He does not insist on your own
我们这个人好像特别容易坚持自己的意思
A lot of times we like to insist
为什么你觉得你为什么知道你常常坚持自己的意思呢
Why do you insist so much
因为你老觉得别人坚持自己的意思
Because I always feel other people are
stubborn 你说这个人他这太 strong mind 了这个老坚持他自己的意思。
This person is so strong-minded. He's so stubborn.
其实，当我们这样去看的时候，那时候一把镜子就把我们自己显出来。
As if we're looking into a mirror.
你知道，我们常常坚持自己的意思，就常常很容易轻易发怒的。
When we're so stubborn, it's easy. We're easy to be provoked.
学习把自己的意思摆在死地。
Place.Yourself.
什么时候我们把自己的意思肯摆在死地，人在我们身上就能摸着那个爱。
Whenever you put your own mind to the cross, people.
什么时候我们就抓住自己的意见？
No matter,
我的方法是最好的。
Whenever you find our own.
什么都是我出的主意，那才是最好的。
This is my way, so it's the best.
弟兄姊妹，人在我们身上就摸不着那个爱。
Then no one can see this love.
后面说不计算人家的恶。
It does not take into account the wrong suffered.
这个呢，就是要看看我们自己的亏欠。
That we need to see what are our own shortcomings.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不看看自己的亏欠，我们常常计算人家的，人家的恶。
See our own shortcomings. We always take.
特别是有人还胆敢说我们两句不好的话。
And some people even dare to say something bad about us.
还说我呢？
你
也不看看你自己
Why don't you look at yourself?
你看这里面说的爱的这个几条你哪一条你做到了
See these definitions of love Which one are
you qualified 你嫉妒
You are jealous
你自夸
And you brag
张狂
And you're arrogant
做害羞的事
You act becomingly
求自己的益处
And you seek your own
常常发怒
You're always provoked
还计算我的恶
And you even take into my account of my wrongdoing.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习让十字架在我们身上做一点的工作。
We need to be disciplined by the works of the cross.
爱乃是常以为亏欠。
That love always feel that we are.
如果有人指出我们的亏欠
，If someone tells of our wrongdoing.
弟兄姊妹，人家指出的亏欠比我们的亏欠不知道小多少倍。
And the wrongdoings that they pointed out.It's so much smaller than the wrongdoing we actually.
我们在爱上的亏欠太大了，弟兄姊妹。
We have truly suffered wrongly.
活在十字架底下，我们就常常看见我们自己的亏欠。
When you're living under the cross, you always feel that you are at the wrong.
后面说喜欢不义。
And it talks about rejoice in unrighteousness.
我说谁会喜欢不义呢
？Who will like unrighteousness?
我们都蒙恩得救了。
We are all saved by grace.
我们如果不认罪悔改，我们怎么能够得救呢
？If we do not repent, how can we be saved?
如果我们不定罪为不义的事，我们不会得救的。
If we do not see the unrighteousness, we cannot be saved.
至少我们得救以后，主的光进来，就让我们为罪为 为审判，为这个这个许多这个自己责备自己。
After we're saved, after God has shined in us, we always blame ourselves for the sin.
如果圣灵在里面，我们就不会去喜欢不义的事。
And if the Spirit is in us, we will not rejoice.
什么叫做喜欢不义呢
？What does it mean to rejoice in unrighteousness?
如果我们活在肉体里面
，If you live in the flesh,
我们有喜欢人家身上的出现的软弱。
And we sometimes like to see the weakness from other people.
只喜欢真理。
And they rejoice with the truth.
爱乃是只喜欢看见弟兄的好。
Love is that you rejoice.
巴不得我弟兄能够刚强起来。
To see righteousness and strength.
盼望看见弟兄能够在主里面长进。
You hope to see
growth. 这是爱。
This is love.
喜欢不义还有另外一方面的意思。
And there's another meaning for rejoice in unrighteousness.
就别人身上的软弱，我们都是恨恶的。
That we hate all the weakness from other people.
自己的软弱，祷告一下就过去了。
And for our own weakness, we just pray a little bit and let it pass.
反正主耶稣的宝血有功效。
And there is power in God's blood.
我也承认了我的罪。
And I have confessed my sins.
主已经洗净我一切的不义。
He has cleansed all my unrighteousness.
赦免了我一切的罪。
He has forgiven all of my sins.
道理上都是对的。
We know all the teachings.
但是我们对着自己犯的同样的罪，就不像别人犯的同样的罪那样的恨恶。
But we do not hate the sins that we commit as we are hating other people's sins.
十字架恨恶一切的罪恶。
The cross hates all sins.
不仅是恨恶别人身上的罪。
Not only the sins from other people.
十字架也恨恶我们自己身上的罪。
But also the sins from ourselves.
所以，如果我们来到十字架底下
，So when we come under the cross,
我们恨恶。我们自己的罪
we hate our sins.
所以我们就会喜欢真理
that we will rejoice in the truth.
只有主耶稣是真理
Only Christ is the truth.
当基督从一个人身上显出来你就欢喜
when Christ is manifested through someone,
只要看见基督显出来你就欢喜
Whenever you see Christ manifested,
只要看见基督被传开了你就欢喜
Whenever Christ is preached, you rejoice.
弟兄姊妹这是爱
This is love.
所以这是爱的这个秘诀的第二个大的方面
And this is the second point of the secret of love.
天天背起自己的十字架来跟随我们的主
Take up your own cross and follow our Lord.
在我们的生活里在我们的家庭里学习十字架的功课
In your daily life, in our family, learn the lessons of the cross.
最后他说的这个四个凡事
Lastly, he talks about four old things.
而这什么叫四个凡事呢
What are these old things?
我们如果读约翰一书第二章二十六节二十七节的话
If you read 1 John chapter 2 verse 26-27
那里面说到恩膏的教训
It talks about the teaching from the anointing
他说不需要人来教训我们
That we do not need to be taught by others
自由主的恩膏在凡事上来指教你们
That you will, the anointing which you receive from him
你们在凡事上要靠着这恩膏的教训住在主里面
That he will, his anointing teaches you about all things
这里面看见说这个爱的秘诀的第三个方面就是来学习跟随圣灵
So the third aspect of the secret of love is to learn to follow the Holy Spirit
有的时候我们看见是教会里有许多的软弱
There are many weaknesses in our church
好像人在十字架的学习也是没有那样的完全
As if we have not completed the lesson from the
甚至天天讲十字架的人呢可能自己是最不背十字架的那一个
Even for those who preach about the cross every day might not be the one who follows the cross
弟兄姊妹如果你在教会的侍奉里面
Brothers and sisters as you serve in the church
你真的看见许多的嫉妒自夸张狂
See many jealousy, arrogance.
你真的看见常常人在计算别人的恶。
A lot of people take into account other people's wrong.
不仅计算你的恶，也计算许好多人的恶。
Not only your own wrongdoings, but
好像那个里面都充满了苦毒一样。
And there's bitterness.
这个时候我们要摸摸圣灵的感觉。
And you need to touch the feelings of the Spirit.
圣灵让我们凡事当。
It causes to bear all things.
你是看见了这个软弱
Yes, you do see the weakness.
你不是把它讲出去。
But you do not tell it to everyone else.
你乃是把它带到主的面前。
You bring it before God.
你用基督的爱把它包起来。
You bury it with the love of Christ.
乃是把它遮盖起来。
And you cover it with love.
爱乃是凡事包容。
Love bears all things.
弟兄姊妹，这个包容不是包容罪。
This bearing is not bearing sin.
这个包容不是说好像连异端连这个抵挡主的教训我们都把它包容进来。
It's not as if we're bearing heresies and the teachings that's against the Lord.
这个包容乃是包容你的弟兄你的姊妹。
But it's bearing your brothers and sisters.
我们的心要扩大。
We need to enlarge our hearts.
好像哥林多前书后书第好像是第六章那里所说的。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 has
put it. 那个心叫扩大。
We need to be enlarged.
向着弟兄姊妹的心是宽宏的。
And we have a large heart.
但是我们脚下的路却是越走越窄。
But the way before us becomes narrow.
信的和不信的不能同负一轭。
And we cannot bear.
基督和比利是不能摆在一起的。
Christ and
神和偶像是不能同日而语的。
We cannot place Christ and idol together.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们脚下的路是越走越窄，
even though our way become narrower and narrower,
我们的心胸却越来越宽大。
Our heart is enlarged.
能够包容我们的弟兄和我们的姊妹。
We can bear our brothers and sisters.
那么，后面说的凡事相信，
believes all things.
我们相信主没有问题的。
There's no problem for us to believe.
我们都相信主。
We all believe.
但是让我们相信弟兄有时候难一点。
But to believe our brothers,
相信弟兄有一天可以改变觉得难呢。
It's even more difficult to trust that someone will be changed one day.
当然我们在神面前祷告的时候我们说主啊你岂有难成的事呢。
And of course, when we pray, we say, what's too difficult for you?
我们常常祷告像先知耶利米一样祷告说主啊你没有难成的事。
As if Prophet Jeremiah was praying that there is nothing too difficult for you.
因为那个时候神让耶利米买了一块地。
Because God caused Jeremiah to purchase a land.
那个时候以色列他们国家被这个巴比伦完全都要攻陷了。
The Israelites will be conquered by about to be conquered by Babylonia.
亡国的时候是不是买地的时候。
And when the country is about to fall, it's not the time to purchase anything.
但是神让耶利米又要买块地。
But God caused Jeremiah to purchase the land.
那耶利米就祷告。
Jeremiah says, prayed.
主啊，在你岂有难成的事呢？
Is there anything too difficult?
你难道不能赦免你百姓的罪吗？
Can you not forgive the sins from you?
你难道不能派一个天使就把这个巴比伦的百万大军打败吗？
Can you not send the angel and destroy all the armies of Babylonia?
那么如果巴比伦军队退掉的话，
If the armies cease away,
那我买这块地就有价值了。
Then this land will have value.
花了17舍克勒的银子所买的块地，那才值回来啊。
17 shekels of silver will be worth it.
但是神又回答了他。
But God answered him.
我是耶和华。
I am Jehovah.
是一切有血气者的神。
I'm the Lord of all living things.
在我岂有难成的事呢？
Is there anything too difficult for me?
主回答他的时候，好像跟耶利米讲的一样。
As if he's talking about the same thing.
但是主所说的跟耶利米说的不一样。
But there is a difference.
主是说，我让巴比伦还是来攻打。
The Lord says, I will cause Babylon.
你们的地完全成为荒凉。
That your land will become.
但我不仅仅是那个叫使无变有的神。
I'm not only the one that caused to raise something out of nothing.
我更是叫死人复活的神。
But I'm the one who caused the dead to resurrect.
有一天。被掳的还要回来的。
The captive will return one day.
弟兄姊妹，凡事相信。
Believe all things.
相信神不仅是那一位使无变有的神。
Not only that this is God that.
他可以让许多的难处都不发生的。
He can cause many difficulties.
他可以让许多的环境都从苦境中转回来的。
He can turn away from many difficulties.
但是我们的神，他更是叫死人复活的神。
But this God is a God that resurrects the dead.
很多的时候，你发现许多的关系都死掉了。
Many times we feel the relationships are dead.
你觉得还有希望吗？
you feel that there is no hope.
还有重新沟通的希望吗？
Is there hope for communication to be?
还能够有重新聚在一起的盼望吗？
Can we fellowship again?
弟兄姊妹，爱乃是凡事相信。
Brothers and sisters, love believes all things.
圣灵在里面会感动我们。
The Spirit will move us.
让我们里面相信我们的神。
That we'll believe our Lord.
在他岂有难成的事呢？
Is there anything too difficult for him?
那后面凡事盼望。
And he talks about hopes all things.
这个凡事盼望，并不是说让我们这个常常盼望得个乐透奖。
That hope.We do not hope to receive many prizes.
好像这个盼望这个常常不生病。
That hope that we will never be sick.
盼望这一生都从来没有一次被解雇。
That will never be fired.
这里说的凡事盼望。
When he talks about hopes of things.
就是当在基督身体里侍奉的时候。
As we serve in the body of Christ.
在遇到艰难的时候。
As we meet difficulties.
你我的态度如何？
How is your attitude?
有一个弟兄，他这样的写了一段话，我觉得很好。
A brother has written such paragraphs. I think it's very good.
我给大家念一下。
We'll read it.
说这个盼望，乃是寻找人身上的良善，而不是因别人的缺点整天唠叨不停。
That hope looks for the good in people instead of harping on the worst.
盼望乃是寻找力所能及的事，而不是为办不到的事怨天尤人。
Hope discovers what can be done instead of grumbling about what cannot.
盼望乃是看一切的难处都是一个机会。
Hope regards problems, large or small, as an opportunity.
盼望总是努力向前，虽然冷淡退后是更容易的选择。
Hope pushes ahead when it will be easier to quit.
盼望总是点亮蜡烛，而不是坐在那里咒诅黑暗。
Hope lights the candle instead of cursing the darkness.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候主把我们带到一个黑暗的光景里。
But sometimes the Lord leads us into some darkness.
有的时候主好像给我们带进一个绝望的光景的里面。
He leads us into desperation.
好像有的时候那个关系都已经绝望了。
That there is no hope for any communication.
弟兄姊妹，你的态度如何？
How is your attitude?
你是在那里咒诅黑暗的？
Do you curse the darkness?
乃是还是积极的点亮蜡烛
or do you light the candle?
你是要消极冷淡的
are you so passive?
还是积极的努力向前
or are you active pushing ahead?
纵然千人扑倒在我左边
many people fall
纵然万人跌倒在我右边
even tens of thousands fall on my right
但因着这个荣耀的异象
but because of this glorious vision
因为主岂有难成的事
Is there anything too difficult for the Lord?
我总是努力地向前
I press on forward
我积极地做我能做的事情
I do everything that I can
是的很多事我们做不来
It's many times we cannot do it
弯曲的事只有耶和华能使他重新正直
Only God can cause the bent to be straight again
我从前为了这一个弯曲的关系我苦了好几年
Formerly I was bitter for one
我在身边祷告说我都绝望了
and I was despairing when I was praying
感谢神神就给我说了一句话
but thank the Lord he said one thing to me
弯曲的是他能把它重新变成正直
and I can straighten the bent
我弄弯曲的事情
the one that I caused to, that I have bent
神可以把它变成正直
God can straighten it
弟兄姊妹圣灵啊给我们盼望
Holy Spirit will give us a hope.
然后加给我们那个永远的盼望。
Will add to us everlasting.
然后让我们借着信，让我们得着喜乐和平安。
Through faith, we can gain joy.
因为神是使人有盼望的神。
Because God is the God who gives us hope.
要使我们借着圣灵，大有盼望。
That through the Spirit, we have much hope.
这叫做凡事盼望。
This is to hope all things.
我们凡事忍耐。
And it bears all things.
这个忍耐跟刚才说的那个恒久忍耐是不一样的。
And this is different from that bears all things.
这个忍耐乃是耐心的等候，最后结出那个果子。
Now this endurance is to endure for the fruit to be.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们顺着圣灵
，as we follow the Spirit,
我们摸摸圣灵的感觉
us, we follow the feeling of the Spirit.
有一天，这个艰难的环境会产生出一个果效来。
One day, the difficulties will bear a fruit.
有一个仁义的果子要结出来的。
A fruit of righteousness will be born.
弟兄姊妹，要在这个等候这果子的时候，真的是需要忍耐呀。
As we wait for this fruit, we need endurance.
没有一个农夫啊，着急能够得到果子的。
And no farmer can be impatient.
如果我们盼望这个果子显在我们中间，
if we wish for the fruit to be
果子显在我们的家庭的里面，
the fruit to be manifested
果子显在我个人的生命当中，
to be manifested in our daily life.
凡事忍耐，
endure all things.
只有忍耐的人才能最后收到那个果子，
only the ones that endure can receive the fruit.
因为爱永远都不失败，
because love does not fail.
后面他告诉我们说，为什么我们可以忍耐呢？
Later on he tells us why can we endure.
因为爱不失败呀。
Because love does not fail.
什么都可以失败，爱是不失败的。
Many things fails, love does not fail.
什么都可能过去。
Many things passes away.
先知讲到失败了。
The prophecies.
方言的能力也没有了。
And the tongues.
知识也没有用了。
And knowledge does nothing.
爱还是在那里。
Love is still there.
只有爱是不受限制的，是不是？
Love is not limited.
弟兄怎么什么都会受限制？
Everything can be limited.
爱是不受限制的。
Only love is not limited.
有一个党委书记他告诉我，
this officer had told me.
这个 party officer 啊。
Party officer.
他告诉我说他所经历的一件事。
And one thing that he has experienced.
他们从这个美国请了一批这个教英文的教师。
They invited many English teachers from America.
他知道是这一批教师里面100%都是基督徒。
He knew that 100% of all these people are Christians.
他就让这个手下人跟他们严格的要求他们。
So he told people that worked for him.
谁要是讲一句福音的话，
if anyone preaches any gospel,
你就是破坏了我们两国之间的合同。
That you have disobeyed the contract.
就马上送回国。
I'll send you back to America.
这些弟兄姊妹，他们在中国待了差不多几个月的时间。
These brothers and sisters remained in China for a few months.
他们没有办法向这些他们的学员讲一句福音。
They cannot preach any gospel to their students.
但他们要离开的时候，
but as they're leaving,
这一个党委书记告诉我，
and this party officer told me,
他看见他的学员抱在这些老师身上痛哭。
He saw these students crying, and
火车都要开走了。
As the train were leaving,
火车都动了。
The train were leaving.
整个那列火车哭成一片。
The entire carriage was crying.
这些学员说：“你们要回来，你们要回来。”
The student says, "You need to come back."
这个党委书记告诉我。
This party officials told me.
说你们讲的我虽然还不明白。
Even though I do not understand what you're preaching.
但我知道有一个东西是什么都拦阻不了的。
But I know there's one thing that nothing can be.
弟兄姊妹，爱是不受限制的。
This love is not limited.
什么都可能受限制。
Everything can be hindered.
爱是不受限制的。
But love cannot be hindered.
因着这个缘故，我们可以忍耐到底，弟兄姊妹。
Because of this, we can endure till the end.
当我们忍耐下去的时候，
as we persevere,
你发现那个生命长大了。
You realize this.
你发现教会的生命长大了。
The life of the church is growing.
慢慢脱离了婴孩的阶段。
And we're no longer a child.
你发现慢慢许多的那个迷糊的事情我们都不再问了。
And we do not ask anything that's confusing.
弟兄们，教会侍奉里面每一个问题好像都像一个谜一样。
It seems like everything is a mystery to us.
这里说到这个迷糊在原来的意思是猜谜。
That this confusion originally is
guess.
To guess.
弟兄姊妹，多少在教会的侍奉我们在那里猜呀。
Many times we're guessing.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们忍耐下去，
as we endure,
你发现在我们里面就不再猜疑了。
There is no more guessing in that.
我们只问三件事情。
We only ask three things.
有信心吗？
Is there faith?
有盼望吗？
Is there hope?
有爱心吗？
Is there love?
弟兄姊妹，爱是恒久忍耐又有恩赐。
The love is long suffering.
爱乃是学习十字架的功课。
It is to learn the lessons of the cross.
爱乃是跟随圣灵的带领。
To follow the Holy Spirit.
凡事包容。
Bears all things.
凡事相信。
Believes all things.
凡事盼望。
Hopes all things.
凡事忍耐。
Endures all things.
因为爱是永不止息。
because love fails not.
弟兄姊妹，这个爱今天在我们的里面。
And this love today is in us.
在五旬节的时候，这个爱就已经赐给了我们。
That this it's been given to us since the Pentecost.
愿主的话他能提醒我们。
May His word remind us.
让我们无论是在家里还是教会的里面。
No matter it's in our family or in the church.
我们都活在主的爱。
We can live in His love.
让主得着他所信爱的教会。
And we can gain the church that He loves.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
你是以何等的爱爱了我们。
You have loved us with such love.
你把我们从灰尘和粪土中提拔起来。
You have lifted us from the ashes.
然后我们今天不仅和王子同坐。
Not only we sit with the prince.
然后我们和亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同的来侍奉你。
We can serve you together with dear brothers and sisters.
一同的在教会里来彰显你的荣耀。
Manifest your glory in your church.
主，愿你的大爱充满在我们的里面。
May your great love fill us.
在我们里面做焚烧的工作。
To do the burning.
烧掉我们里面的悲情下品。
To consume all of our dross.
让你自己圣洁的爱流通在我们的中间。
May your holy love can flow in us.
让人来到我们中间，真的看见你真的就在我们中间。
As people come to us, they can see that you are with us.
愿你得荣耀。
May you be glorified.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.